Good morning. Greetings in Jesus' name. My name is Fanny Stolzfus, and I'm the oldest in my family and the only one that's married so far. I know my parents wanted the best for us, and I respect them for that. At a very young age, I had real struggles with moral purity and anger. I was also addicted to a number of sexual sins, which got worse as I grew older and I had no power to overcome as much as I wanted to. I made a lot of efforts, like not eating and just anything, to gain victory. But nothing helped. The more I hated it, the more I did it. Soon after I turned 16, that all changed through the merciful hand of God. He saw my deep need, and he also saw my very low self-esteem and the dark depression I was headed to. He just reached into my life and took all the evil desires and addictions away. At the time, I didn't understand just what happened. I was just so happy to be free, and I just give him all glory and praise for saving me like that. I finally felt more normal and carefree than I ever remembered. That time in my life really stands out in my memories. I really enjoyed life in a different way because I was free from that bondage of unnatural desires. At this time, there was not a whole lot of conviction in my life or a commitment to serving God. I don't feel God had called me yet, and I was still unconverted. I still had some anger to deal with occasionally, but mostly there was a lot of selfishness, and I got easily upset if I didn't get my own way, which wasn't too often, as I fairly well knew how to get what I wanted. I would say by the time I was baptized at age 18, I had matured and reformed to where I could live a Christian life in my unconverted state. I knew all the rules, how to dress, talk, and act. But that did not bring joy or a peace with God. And I thought baptism might do that, but it didn't, so I moved on with life, and we started our courtship that fall, a few months later. Abner had a real impact on my life, and I began reading my Bible more and also quit reading the Christian romance books I enjoyed occasionally. I saw that it really ruined my appetite for spiritual things. It was not till after we were married for half a year that I saw my need for repentance and God's Spirit in my heart. All this came about when we were in Harmony Haven home as house parents for a few weeks, and we would join in for most of their classes and Bible studies. I would feel God's Spirit pressing heavily on my heart like I never did before, and I felt convicted of my sins of the past and very bound by self. Up to that time, I still worried a lot what people thought of me and was really self-focused. So one night, I just confessed all my sins to God and asked for forgiveness and that he would just give me a new heart. And I found freedom from all the negative thoughts I had about myself. Life had a new purpose, and I had a new hunger for God's word and a desire to know more of God's will for his children. Looking back, I know God did a real work in my heart, and he has continued that. Then later in the summer, when Abner started meeting with some of the brothers for sharing and prayer, that really helped us both in our spiritual growth and walk with God. In this past winter, I spent a lot of time just searching for a still deeper meaning in my spiritual life. I read Steve Gallagher's book, The Great Apostasy, a sound and biblical reading of the state of the end times churches. It was very convicting to me, and I got a more clear picture on God's will for his children and born-again believers. I also had to face the lukewarmness and hypocrisy all around me and within my own heart. I remember bringing this all to God and just asking that he would continue to lead our lives. I can say through all this praying and searching that God was preparing me for what He had for us this spring, I count it a real blessing. And at that time, He also gave me a new burden for His righteousness and His kingdom. Then soon after that, Abner went to the leadership meeting in Bern. And from there on, things moved pretty fast. At times I would struggle with totally accepting and surrendering all this to God and where He was leading us. But after we went to Shelbyville a few times, I did not question God's will anymore. Just the clear teaching on His word and also seeing His word lived out in the lives of His saints. And through that, I got convicted of some real issues of unbelief and doubt. Just not being willing to believe God's power to work in people's hearts and lives and how He desires to do that. And also claiming and believing all His scriptures to be true. When I repented of that and found victory, I also found a deeper faith that God really wants us to live totally free of sin. And He wants us to be fit for the work of building His kingdom. And I'm encouraged and excited by God's work this past summer. What I'm tempted most with is thoughts of pride and self-exaltation, like I could do anything of myself. But I find if I daily abide in Christ and just recognize my needs and pray for His wisdom and understanding as I go about my day, and just see all God's gracious gifts to us and how He provides and cares for us, then I find it a lot harder to slip back into the self-effort and self-exaltation thought pattern. I have a desire for a true believer's baptism, declaring the work of Jesus Christ in my life. I ask that You would continue to help me keep my life pure and unspotted and fit to be part of His holy bridegroom. Some verses that have been a real help to me is Matthew 10, 37, 38, and 39. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. God bless you all.
Good morning, everyone. It's a blessing and joy to be here. Greet you all in Jesus' name. My name is Abner Stolzus, and I am 25 years old and have been married since November of 22 to my dear wife, Fanny. I grew up in a family of 8 children. I'm the oldest. I'm thankful to this day for my parents, John and Nancy Stolzus, and what they taught us about God and Jesus. They tried to teach us children the best they could, and I believe their hearts were sincere. I remember at a young age of thinking that life was just full of adventure and rules just make it harder to have fun. My parents would discipline me, but I was always trying to find out ways to bend the rules. My dad was pretty strict, and I always had a respect for him, even though I didn't always show it. I was a very rebellious boy in school, especially in the later years. I thought life wasn't fun unless you were tried to bend the rules or tried to find adventure or be bad in some ways. I didn't know what it was to have the feeling of being good boy, being doing good. I was expelled from school when I was in 7th grade. My new school teacher treated me different, and the atmosphere there changed my attitude. I found that it was actually fun to behave. I tasted a little bit of the joy of submission, which I am very thankful for that last day of school. Even after that, I still dealt with not wanting to submit and still had a hard time submitting, but it really really changed a little bit there, that last year of school. I dealt with sins like anger and masturbation. When I turned 16, I joined the youth group. At that time, I had seen the results of boys that went all out into rebellion and sin, and that had gotten involved in electronics like radios and smartphones, and leaving from home, and doing the things that weren't allowed. I decided I did not want that reaping in my life. I knew that someday I want to be a Christian, but not quite now, so I would just try to be a good person. When I was 17, I joined instruction classes for baptism. By that time, I wanted to be a Christian. I thought I was ready to be, and about the time I should be a Christian, commit myself to God. I wanted the benefits that comes with what I thought a Christian is. But I knew my sin would have to stop. So I tried real hard. I didn't have many addictions, except I was very addicted to masturbation. I got easily frustrated and irritated at my parents and just everything that didn't go my way. I tried real hard to pray and ask for forgiveness, except my sin never went away totally. At times when I would pray sincerely wanting forgiveness, I would feel a sense of forgiveness or a sense of hope, but I wasn't ready to surrender. I wasn't surrendered. I remember looking forward to baptism, hoping that it would take care of my desires and give me power. That way I could forget about my sin and still live a good life. Because the sin that I was living in just constantly convicted me. I tried to pray and confess my sin to God so that now I could get baptized with a clean conscience, but I still was not totally surrendered. I remember of thinking that I hope I would never have to suffer physically for this. I don't think I was ready to count the cost of following Jesus. Well, I remember wondering whether no one cares about if I am in sin or not. It seemed that the only thing that ministers and people were cared about around me, whether I was in the ordinal or not, which didn't really make sense to me at that time. I got baptized and my sin continued, and then I just kind of gave up. I got into bestiality and deeper into sexual sin. Eventually, the guilt of sin caught up with me, and I started to really search for something. I started reading the Bible more. I knew this couldn't just continue like this. It was just eating away at me, and my moral life was going downhill. In spring of 2019, we moved off the farm to a different place. And that spring and summer, I was really searching for something that could take care of my sin. I would read verses like, "Come all ye that labor and heavy laden, I will give you rest." 1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, he is just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Matthew 7, verse 7 and 8, "Ask and it shall be given unto you, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you." And I don't remember the exact date it happened, but somewhere that summer I found freedom and a new life. It was over that time I was reading the verses and I started to believe that maybe God not only forgives, would also change me and totally make me free and give me a new life. And I started to, the more that I read my Bible, the more I would just see the promises and see the joy, and I also see the cost that would be involved. But the joy and the promises and the different influences in my life and the books that I would read, it just seemed that it would be worth it to just go all out and just surrender everything and pursue God. And I just remember a period of time being so burdened and convicted of sin, and one evening I just cried out to God to please forgive me and take my sins away, that I was ready to do whatever it took. Prior to that, something I feel like helped me, I had my attention on a girl, and I kind of knew that she wasn't for me, but I somehow couldn't just let go, and then she started dating with someone else, and that just kind of broke me and just took me to the end of myself. And you know what? I'm ready to just start a clean page. I surrendered everything, including the things I like to do. I don't think the change happened exactly overnight, but I remember of one evening just being so convicted and then praying and just surrendering and then having a feeling of peace and a joy that I hadn't felt before. Also became convicted of selfishness and frustration, areas where I didn't realize were sin. And then there's a couple weeks there I prayed a lot and it was a big change for me. I praise the Lord. After that, things changed. I was amazed. The sinful desires just disappeared. I had hunger for the Word. I would soak in the Scriptures. I don't know when, but I remember looking back to my baptism, wishing I could redo that. I felt I understood more of what it meant to be cleansed by the blood of Jesus, but I never fully understood the means of baptism. The teaching that surrounded us was that baptism is only the symbol of believing that Jesus is the Son of God and his forgiveness of sin. But the real transformation of my heart and triumph and victory over sin was not real to me when I was baptized. I know now why I had looked back and wish I could redo my baptism. But since I was the type of person, I wouldn't ponder over something that didn't really have answers right then. I just went on with life and I didn't give it much more thought. And I had new victory in my life, but I really struggled hard at times because I didn't have anyone to talk to, not anyone that I could talk to very personally. I was a loner in my personal life. I am here to testify this morning that Jesus' words are true when he said that it's not good for man to be alone. And I believe that means much more than just finding a wife. We need other brothers. We need to be surrounded by other believers that have the ability to speak into our life. And I soon became restless and thinking that maybe moving to a different community would be better. Maybe somewhere where they'd be more open to spiritual things like Bible study and Sunday school. I did have friends that were fairly close, but I never really totally fit in. A couple things that were a big influence in my life was Harmony Haven Home. I never was there for counseling, but my brother Paul and Uncle Enos Fisher was there. So I was back and forth a little bit. Times like that were very encouraging to me, just having spiritual interaction. Also, my parents had gone there in 2011. After that, my dad started family devotions at home. I was 10 years old at the time when that started. Later, Dad taught us children how to pray using our own words, and that's how he would pray. I still remember my dad getting up early in the morning to read his Bible and pray. My parents also had given us Christian literature and tried to teach us about God and how he created us and taught us about moral purity. But there was still a lot lacking. But I thank God for the things that were in my life like that. And I don't know what God all has in mind through that, why he allowed me to go through years without really much of a growth, without having brothers to help me and disciple me. There were times I really discouraged and got discouraged and slipped back into my old sins, but every time I would be a place not knowing where to go and would just cry out to the Lord for help, and he would again gently lift me back up and set me free. I can testify that the only reason a Christian has sin to deal with is if he first drifted away from God or has never known God. I've done that and been away from the peace and joy of the Lord is the most miserable place to be. I started courtship in November of 2020. I'm so thankful that I knew the Lord and the relationship I had with God, even though I had many struggles. I depended very much on prayer and God's grace. I praise the Lord for the many wonderful things he did in our relationship. We had a pure hands-off courtship and got married 2 years later in November of 2022, which was a long courtship, but weddings were only in the fall. Looking back, I know I had the God's divine influence in my life I could not have survived without. Even though at times I slipped and got discouraged, but I would just, every time I'd get back to God, and I would just pray that somehow he would provide a way yet that would be sufficient without just constantly getting discouraged. And I look back, and he answered those prayers in ways I never thought he would. The spring after we married, we went for house parents to Harmony Haven Home, and that was another amazing time. My wife experienced transformation. I didn't really realize what was happening, but I knew God had done it work. That summer, we visited a couple different churches and We visited a couple of different churches throughout. Just decided to go visit them and see how they are, and we didn't really feel satisfied with where we were at. And then through that time, a couple of us brothers started to get together for sharing time. I was very excited after that first evening experience. Here we could be open, share, and confess. The restless feeling of trying to find the right church went away. I had found the true fulfillment of the true open brotherhood, sharing prayer time with each other, something I have valued ever since. One thing that I thought I'd share through that time was I had become very self-focused and self-effort over that time, trying to find something that would... I was so dependent on my own works, trying to find something that would fill this need, and I know what the need was. The need was just true brotherhood, and I didn't really recognize it at that time. But through that time, I had become very self-focused and proud. And a couple weeks after, we had started getting together for our prayer meeting, and I just felt kind of, after a couple weeks after that, I would pray that God would somehow show me if there's anything in my life that's not pleasing to Him. He would show me. And I would, He answered my prayer in a gentle way. It's just kind of a dry period. I wasn't sure where is God, I remember a couple of days there, He just opened my eyes and just showed me pride and deceitfulness that I was living in. I had become so proud that I thought I was a very good Christian. But I had become so proud it was blinding me from the sin that I was in, which was trusting in Him. I was trusting in myself more than Him. And He showed me in a way that's very powerful. I remember staying home from work one day and just going out through the woods, and just, I was so convicted about this, I just fell on the ground before the Lord and just confessed Him that I would just let go everything of myself and surrender everything to Him. Through that time, I believe that I had the things that God had done and the good things that where God had been working in our life, I had taken for granted that I had somehow the better wisdom or the ability to do those, which I feel was very arrogant against God. It was the work of God doing, it was not my own. And He showed me that. And I praise the Lord for that. And after that, it was a tremendous spiritual growth. Skipping forward to February of 2025, I went with Brother Enos Jonas to Burn Discipleship Meeting. I knew God had something in mind. I went not knowing, but I was committed to whatever He had for us. And I remember that through that time, I was searching the Lord, and I knew that the community where we lived in, what I desired for my family, the vision I had for a church, which wasn't very clear at that time, I knew that where we were at wasn't going to work, or there has to be something more real than that. I came back home with a burden and a burning fire within me that had almost gone out, and a vision for the Church of Jesus Christ. Didn't know it would be a big deal with the Amish. I just felt that I would just commit wherever, let the Lord lead, do whatever He wants with us. I didn't have many plans, ideas my own. I'm thankful the way God worked things out. We got excommunicated 6 weeks later. I still don't think God is done with Park County. Please pray for the community. We started coming here to Shelbyville, and the clear teaching was amazing. We're here for the baptisms this spring. I started having a desire for baptism, but I wasn't sure why. And through prayer and memories coming back with clear teaching, I traced my true transformation when God became real in my life back to starting there in 2019, when I had a hard time connecting with baptism before that, with my old baptism. I now have a desire for a true believer's baptism, declaring the work, victory and the work that Jesus Christ did in my life, sanctifying Him dying on the cross and resurrecting again for my sake, His blood washing all my sins away, sanctifying of myself, my sin nailed to the cross, of dying and rising to a new life. I stand before you and God with a clean conscience, without any known sin. I commit myself to the brotherhood. I desire for more discipleship. I want to be open to be told if you see anything in my life that is not pleasing to God. So I have some scripture verses to share. I want to share some which have become especially real in the last half year. Matthew 3 verse 11 says, I indeed baptize you with John was saying, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. Matthew 10:37-39. He that loveth father and mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loveth son and daughter more than me is not worthy of me. He that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. John 3:16. John 3, verse 3. John 3 is a very special chapter to me. John 3, verse 3. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And then verse 5. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. John 5:24, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word, and believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. There's many verses here, I might not have time here for them all. I'll try to hurry through these. John 8:36, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. John 10:9, I am the door. Jesus is saying, I'm the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out, and shall find pasture. There's a couple of verses in Ephesians that got real. Ephesians, the epistle of Paul, the Ephesians, it became very precious to me after my conversion. There where I was just soaking the scriptures, and it became real. 2:1, and you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins. In verse 5 he says, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Verse 8, for by grace ye are saved, through faith, and not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Also wanted to share 1 Peter 3:20-21, which sometime were obedient, when once the long suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was a preparing, wherein few, that is 8 souls, were saved by water, which became very meaningful to me, which helped me in the meaning of baptism. The like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Matthew 28:18. Jesus came and spake unto them, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And I really like this one last verse I wanted to share with you. Mark 16:16. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. So blessed are those who believed. This is all I have for this morning. I wish for your prayers. God bless you.